With little fanfare, Northern California, and Sonoma County in particular, has become a, you should pardon the expression, hotspot for geothermal power production. That's due in large part to the geysers, the largest such complex in the world. But to Carl Gaywell, executive director of the Geothermal Energy Association, a national trade and advocacy group, we're simply at the forefront of an emerging industry.
Geothermal is a very regionalized resource right now. So in California, roughly half of all your renewable power production, but nationwide, it's half of 1%. But that doesn't mean that's where it's going to be in the future. And I think we're going to see both a real need to move out and use the huge resource that's available to produce clean, reliable power, both in California as well as around the world.
Today, California accounts for 80% of the nation's geothermal energy production, with more on the way. Over 30 new projects are proposed or in development at both ends of the state.
In Southern California, we have, according to several estimates, several thousand megawatts of ready-to-go, proven geothermal resources, and we can't figure out how to get the power from California to California. In Northern California, the issue you run into is more the question of conflicting land uses. Whenever you're dealing with state, county, public lands, recreation, other uses are important. And in those areas, the emergence of smaller systems, more combined community systems, could work quite well.
Regardless of location, Gaywell says most new geothermal sites in California and elsewhere will be small and decentralized. And that fits smoothly with the state's policy move toward localized or distributed generation of electricity from renewable sources.
The California Energy Commission for years supported school districts in Northern California to do geothermal heating systems. Well, many of those systems could easily be turned into something that's used for either a commercial purpose, business or jobs or agriculture. We know there's a lot of resource there. A lot of it's very dispersed, but that's a new market. That's really a new area in geothermal where we're moving from major utility development, and that will continue. But we're also going to see a different style of development start occurring on a more distributed basis.
Geothermal resources, essentially hot rock deep underground, can be found all over the place. The trick, Gaywell says, is finding locations where that heat can be accessed affordably. And it's getting easier.
You really want to be in the few thousand feet range to maybe 10, 11,000 feet, depending on the economics. Smaller systems are going to be much more sensitive to the costs of drilling than a larger utility scale system. But the technology is changing. The technology is available today to produce from much cooler resources than there was 30 years ago. The geysers is in the hundreds of degrees Fahrenheit. You can produce power using a small binary system below boiling.
The Geothermal Energy Association is holding their International Industry Showcase in Reno all this week, where California is already well represented. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.